I'm Haley Williams of the Buffalo Buttes, and you're listening to The Experience Hockey Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk. My name is Michael Lindbaum, and we are brought to you by the Till the Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Till the Kill Pub in Erie, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kill girls. For more on Till the Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is May 14th. Dixon is at the Nationals game right now, and Haley is currently graduating from college. So congratulations, Haley, and screw you, Dixon, for being at the Nats game today. Yesterday, the Eastern Conference Finals started, so we're just going to hop right off into our preview of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Tampa Bay Lightning, which the Pittsburgh Penguins do have home ice advantage in this series. The Pittsburgh Penguins reached the Eastern Conference Final by defeating the top-seeded Washington Capitals in six games in the second round. It was Pittsburgh's eighth Stanley Cup playoff series win against their Metropolitan Division in nine tries. Also, they defeated the Rangers in five games in the first round to get to where they are now. The Tampa Bay Lightning, who eliminated the New York Islanders in five games in the second round, are not as familiar to the Penguins as well. Also, the Lightning eliminated the Detroit Red Wings in five games in the first round to get to this round. As for the Lightning and the Penguins, the teams have played each other once in the postseason before in 2011 when Tampa Bay defeated Pittsburgh in seven games in a first-round series. In the regular season, the Lightning won all three games this season against the Penguins, but they haven't faced off against each other since February 20th. There will be plenty of intrigue as the Penguins, who haven't played in the Stanley Cup Finals since 2009, look to get past the 2015 Eastern Conference champions. Tampa Bay forward Steven Stamkos, who has not played in the postseason because of a blood clot, could return this round. Most likely not. I don't see him returning unless they make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, but even then, that is iffy, especially when you're on blood thinners. Potentially adding another big name to a series that already has Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Vezina Trophy finalist Ben Bishop. Another thing for the Lightning is that they could potentially be getting defenseman Anton Strålman back in this series as well. So many things to keep an eye on in regards to the Lightning and their health. We'll talk about Ben Bishop in a little bit. For those who watched the game last night, will know what I'm talking about already. But going into this series, key factors is can Tampa Bay continue to play the way they are without Stephen Stamkos, without Anton Strålman? Two really big keys to their lineup. But at the same time, can Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, you know, turn the light on in their games? Because against the Capitals, Crosby only had two assists the entire series and was a negative three. Evgeny Malkin had a goal and assist and was pretty much held silent the entire series as well. So those are two key factors for the Penguins right there. Will Crosby and Malkin turn the light on for themselves in their games and help the Pittsburgh Penguins? If not, Pittsburgh could be in some serious trouble, because honestly, I view the Tampa Bay Lightning as a better team. They have better depth, they have better defense, they have a better goaltender, and most importantly, they have a bigger speed advantage over the Pittsburgh Penguins as well. I am predicting that the Tampa Bay Lightning will win this series in five games against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And with that said, we're going to go into Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals right now. Your lineup for the Tampa Bay Lightning was Andre Palat with Valtteri Filppula and Jonathan Drouin, Alex Killorn with Tyler Johnson and Nikita Kucherov, Cedric Paquette with Brian Boyle and Ryan Callahan, JT Brown with Vladislav Namestnikov and Nikita Nesterov, who's actually a defenseman. So they only dressed 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. And then on defense, you have Victor Hedman with Braden Coburn, Jason Garrison with Andre Schuster, Slater Cuckoo with Matt Carl, and then you had Ben Bishop in the net. And then for the Pittsburgh Penguins, you have Connor Sheary with Sidney Crosby and Patrick Hornquist, Chris Kunitz with Evgeny Malkin and Eric Fair, Carl Hagelin with Nick Bonino and Phil Kessel, Tom Kuhn-Hackle with Matt Cullen and Brian Rust. And then on defense, you had Brian Dumoulin, Chris Letang, Ole Mata, Trevor Daly, Ian Cole with Ben Lovejoy, and Matt Murray in the net. And then going into the first period, Tampa Bay penalty, 2 minutes and 50 seconds into the game, Ryan Callahan was given a 5-minute major for boarding Chris Letang, which has come out now that there is no hearing for Callahan on this hit, so he will not be suspended. And then at 18:46, Tampa would get the first goal of the series when Alex Killorn scored his fourth of the playoffs from Victor Hedman, which was his sixth assist of the playoffs. Tampa would go into the first intermission with a 1-0 lead over the Penguins. Shots were 10-6 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 9-7 in favor of Pittsburgh. Hits were 16-14 in favor of Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay did not have a power play, and Pittsburgh was 0-1. And then the key note that happened in the first period, though, besides Ryan Callahan 5-minute major for boarding on Chris Letang, was that Ben Bishop injured his knee and had to be taken off the ice on a stretcher, which then forced backup goaltender Andre Vasilevskiy to come in and relief for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Ben Bishop will obviously be 9-for-9 with a 1,000% save percentage. And Vasilevskiy made one save on one shot that he faced in that first period. And then going into the second period, it was a penalty-filled period with a couple goals. At 1:46 into the second period, Evgeny Malkin would be called for hooking. Then on that power play at 2:33, Andre Palat would score his third of the playoffs from Valtteri Filppula, his fourth assist, and Jason Garrison, his fifth assist of the playoffs. And then at 7:50, Nikita Nesterov would be called for hooking. And then at 10:50, Matt Cullen would be called for tripping. At 18:25, Jonathan Drouin would score his second of the playoffs from Andre Palat, his third assist, and Valtteri Filppula, his fifth assist. And then at 18:49, Victor Hedman would be called for tripping, which on that power play, at 19:05, Patrick Hornquist would score his sixth of the playoffs from Sidney Crosby and Phil Kessel, both their eighth assist of the playoffs. Going into the second intermission, Tampa Bay would be up 3-1 over the Penguins. Shots were 19-15 in favor of the Penguins. Faceoffs were 26-10 in favor of the Penguins. Hits were 28-24 in favor of the Lightning. And on the power play, the Lightning were 1-for-2 and Pittsburgh was 1-for-3. Obviously, Vasilevskiy has been holding up on his end in the net for the Tampa Bay Lightning, whereas Matt Murray gave up 3 goals so far in the first 40 minutes. Key factor is that can Tampa Bay keep it up against the Pittsburgh Penguins going into the third period, which in the third period at 15:14, Andre Palat would be called for boarding, and then at the end of the game, Patrick Hornquist would be called for cross-checking. Thus, Tampa Bay would hold on for a 3-1 victory, and they won nothing series lead over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Shots would be 35-20 in favor of Pittsburgh, faceoffs were 35-23 in favor of Pittsburgh, hits were 40-31 in favor of Tampa Bay, and the Lightning were 1-for-2, and the Penguins were 1-for-4 on the power play. Overall, good victory for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They go on to take the 1-0 series lead. Obviously, a big question is, we know Strawman is practicing. We know Stamkos is practicing. So I expect Strawman to maybe come into the lineup sooner than Stamkos. I don't know if Stamkos can honestly come back, especially if he's still on Blood Thinners. He can't come back if he's on those. But the biggest question now is for Tampa Bay, Ben Bishop. Are they going to be without him long-term? Is it going to be short-term? Only time will tell. These two teams do not play again until, I believe, Monday. Let me grab those notes. They do not play again until Monday the 16th, which is Game 2 in Pittsburgh. So we have 2 days to wait and find out what is the status of Ben Bishop. And with that, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to go over the Western Conference Finals preview. Ladies and gentlemen, AwesomeCon is coming right up sooner than you think. June 3rd through 5th, 2016 at the Walter Reed Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, John Barrowman, Peter Capaldi, Riddle, Kevin Smith, Bill Nye the Science Guy, and many others. For more information and to purchase tickets, please visit awesome-con.com. On Friday, June 10th at the MCW Arena in Joppa, Maryland, Jimmy's Famous Seafood presents MCW Slamboree. Come see the Outsiders, Kevin Nash, and Scott Hall for a very special meet and greet. Plus, for one night only, Johnny Crabcakes will be in action. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit MarylandWrestling.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. And this is now time for the Western Conference Finals preview, which is between the St. Louis Blues and the San Jose Sharks, which the St. Louis Blues gets home ice advantage in this series as well. The San Jose Sharks advanced to the Western Conference Final for the first time since 2011 with a 5-0 victory over the Nashville Predators in Game 7 of their second-round matchup, which, of course, San Jose also defeated the Los Angeles Kings in 5 games to make it as far as they are now. And then the St. Louis Blues were in the Conference Final for the first time since 2001 after a 6-1 victory against the Dallas Stars in Game 7 of the second round. And of course, St. Louis also defeated the Chicago Blackhawks in 7 games in the first round to get to where they are now as well. The Sharks have never reached the Stanley Cup Final in their entire franchise history. While St. Louis has not advanced to the finals since 1970, the Blues made the finals in each of their first 3 seasons in the NHL, which was 1968 to 1970, but were swept each time in the finals. They lost the 2001 Western Finals to the Colorado Avalanche in 5 games, being the last time they're there in the Western Conference Finals. St. Louis and San Jose have played 4 times in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Each team has won twice against each other. The Blues won the most recent series in the 2012 Conference Quarterfinals in 5 games. The Sharks defeated the Blues in 2 of 3 games during the regular season. They won twice in St. Louis and lost 1-0 at home on March 2nd. For this series, the biggest thing is that, you know, I know people have been hearing me be really, really hard on the Sharks with Joe Thornton and Patrick Marleau. Those two really haven't done anything. The guys who have been carrying this team have been goaltender Martin Jones, Joe Pavelski, Logan Couture. But when you look at St. Louis, you know, they have, you know, Troy Brouwer has been heating up big time in the past 9 games. In the series against the Dallas Stars, when Troy Brouwer scores a goal, they're 4-0. When he doesn't record a point, they're 0-3. They also have guys like Alexander Steen, David Backes, you know, Vladimir Tarasenko is like their leading scorer right now. Brian Elliott has been playing spectacular. So in this series, it's going to be really tough to call, but I think ultimately the St. Louis Blues wins this series in 6 games, just simply solely on the fact that St. Louis has a much deeper team. They have a team that looks like they really are ready to make that step to go to the Stanley Cup Finals and compete for the Cup. As for San Jose, I just don't see it. I mean, unless Couture, Jones, and Pavelski, and maybe Brent Burns can steal this series, you know, those are the 4 guys who are going to do it. But I can't see 4 guys defeating, you know, an entire team that has been playing very well. And not only that, but, you know, yeah, the Blues may be a little bit more beat up than the Sharks because they played 2 7-game series, whereas the Sharks have only played 1. But in the long run, that helps the Blues out even more because they have that edge on them that goes, we've won 2 7-game series, 1 against the defending Stanley Cup champions, 1 against the Dallas Stars, who were, you know, took the division from them. So I think St. Louis has this edge, and they're going to take it in 6 games. I want to do some quick news and notes real quick also, because I didn't do it on the last episode. But the Ottawa Senators agreed the terms with Guy Boucher to a 3-year contract to become the 12th coach in the Senators' history. This was done on May 8th. The challenge for the 44-year-old will be to address the Senators' defensive zone in special teams play. Boucher returns to the NHL after a 3-year absence. He coached the Tampa Bay Lightning from 2010 to 2013, reaching the Eastern Conference Final in his first season. He compiled a 97-78-20 record with the Lightning before being fired in March of 2013 after a 5-2 loss to the Senators. He spent the past 3 seasons coaching Bern of the National League A in Switzerland, where he had a 44-29-5 record. One of the big things for him is that he is bringing former NHL head coach Mark Crawford, who won the Stanley Cup with the Colorado Avalanche, in as his assistant coach to help him restructure this team, especially in the defensive zone and on special teams play. Also, it was announced that the Los Angeles Kings and coach Daryl Sutter have agreed to a multi-year contract. So Sutter will be back behind the bench in Los Angeles. And of course, in the NWHL, you had Amanda Kessel, Phil Kessel's sister, signing a 1-year $26,000 contract with the New York Riveters, which is the biggest contract in the National Women's Hockey League to date. There have been other various signings that have happened in the NWHL as well. Jessica Kazumi re-signed with the Connecticut Whale. Shanae Lundberg re-signed with the Connecticut Whale. So you've had a few signings, and of course, for more information on that, you can go to at NWHL on Twitter and on NWHL.com for their website, or .co. Again, not a big episode this time. I don't have Haley or Dixon to bounce off of. It's just me, so I don't have much to do. But again, Haley, congratulations on graduating college. This is a big day for you, so you know, definitely have, you know, our support from Dixon and I. And then, of course, Dixon, I still hate you for being at the Nationals game. Right now, he's actually tweeting and texting me pictures of that game right now, so I hate you. We will be back on the 17th, which is Tuesday. We'll be going over Game 1 of the Sharks and Blues, and also Game 2 of Tampa-Pittsburgh. And we'll just hopefully I'll have Dixon on to discuss what's been going on in the league and stuff like that. So with that, this has been the Experience Hockey Talk, which has been brought to you by the Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland. Till Kill Pub in Erie, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till Kill Girls. For more on Till Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And, of course, you can listen to the podcast now on SoundCloud, as well as on Tour Radio Network. And if anyone is worried that, oh, we don't see the episodes on SoundCloud anymore, they get taken down. I only have limited amounts. I have like 3 hours of podcast time I can put up, so I got to take episodes down as I put new episodes up. But you can always go to Tour Radio Network. They will be forever on the archive there. Links to the archive will always be supplied on SoundCloud with the other episodes, so you can get to that archive. And of course, as always, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Experience Hockey and on Facebook at facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. And with that, I'm Mike. And until next time, we will see you on the ice.